Texan claims Walmart falsely accused him of theft, demands free shopping for life. By Amy Furr on January 13, 2024. A man from Wascom, Texas, is suing Walmart for a second time and wants either $100 million in damages or a lifelong shopping spree at no charge. The man was identified as Roderick Jackson, Fox 35 reported Friday. The outlet said he filed two handwritten complaints claiming he was suing Walmart for an incident that took place at a store in Omaha, Nebraska, in March 2021. The first complaint was filed in 2021, and it pertains to the same situation detailed in the current document. Jackson's complaint states he is suing, SICK, for civil rights violations based on race/color. The documents also claim the false pretense of shoplifting was involved in the incidents. Social media users quickly commented on the report. One person writing, "Nothing like waiting 3 years to go public. Nothing is free," another individual stated. Jackson also wants Walmart to foot the bill for his court fees for the lawsuit. The man claimed in 2021 that he had been racially profiled and falsely accused of criminal activity. Officials apparently arrested him at the time. And Jackson has since complained that he was under emotional stress and suffered pain when he was placed in handcuffs. The Fox report continued. Jackson initially requested $100 million and a huge credit for future shopping, but later changed the complaint to ask for $175 million in damages. The case was dismissed that year because he failed to properly serve Walmart and his claims had no merit, according to the retail company. The news comes as Walmart employees continue to worry about their safety during shoplifting incidents at the retail store, Breitbart News reported in October. The company has introduced additional anti-theft measures to deal with rising criminal incidents. A September Axios report revealed that Walmart had decided to shut 17 stores across 9 states after CEO Doug McMillon warned in December that theft was the highest it had ever been and that stores would have to close if it did not slow down, the article said. Related, caught on cam, mob raids TN Walmart, stealing almost $8,000 of merchandise. The case is Jackson v. Walmart, No. 5:24 CB05, in the U.S. District Court.